This is our first show of summer, isn't it?
This is our first show of summer, and the forecast feels like it. 90 today, Joe,
yep.
Heating up.
Yep.
But it is summertime, and that means we can reflect back on the spring as the IHSAA finally wrapped up their calendar with all their baseball champions over the weekend. Sadly, none of our county schools were part of that, but as we focused on North and South late last week, we'll take a look at Edgewood and their postseason awards haul this week.
Well, as we did Friday, heralding the city schools North and South within Conference Indiana and all of the awards bestowed upon the student-athletes, we add Edgewood to the mix to start the first full week of summer as 2015 spring. The Western Indiana Conference Awards bestowed upon a number of red and black student-athletes as Ryan Newman, Tanner Colby, and Connor Morton selected all-conference in baseball. Nicole Salyers, Abby Graham, and Peyton Acuff made all-conference in softball. Tammy McKenzie in tennis. The Edgewood boys spring athletes, by the way, lost by just 2 points to Northview in the all-sports categories, while the Brown County girls captured top points by a slim point over both Northview and West Vigo when it was all said and done this spring. And Edgewood as a school finished second to Northview in the all-sports trophy battle for the 2014-15 school year. So another outstanding spring and year overall for the Mustangs out in Ellettsville. And after breaking his own state mark in the pole vault, Virginia Tech-bound Deacon Voles of South, the state Gatorade Male Track Athlete of the Year for a second year in a row. Deacon, of course, as you know, set that new mark of 17-6 in the vault, repeating and reigning as two-time state champion, headed over to college in Virginia Tech. And a couple of weeks ago, he set a new mark of 17 feet, winning the recent Midwest Meet of Champions in Ohio. That erased the old standard there of 16-9 that had been on the books for 7 years. He leaves South High School, Deacon Voles, owning the national indoor record of 17-11 1/4, and his current 17 feet 8 outdoors this spring, the number one mark in the country. Well, the Reds 5-2 winners over Miami yesterday at the Great American Ballpark. Todd Frazier continues to play long ball, hit his 23rd of the year to back Michael Lorenzen's 7 strong innings of 2-run baseball and his 3rd win. Reds have an off day today, but will begin a 4-game series in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. All 4 will be on the airwaves starting on Tuesday night with the first pitch along about 7:10. Don't forget, first full day, a week of summer, and in the zone, Dave and Glass Jr. phone calls to kick off the week tonight at 6.
And Joe, Kyle Schwarber heading to AAA Iowa after his stint with the Cubbies this week. Ended up batting .364. Homered, knocked in 6 runs, got his feet wet. And Joe Madden put it in pretty eloquent terms. It was good to see him see that he could do it, and also remember it's not as easy as he made it look there in the first couple of nights.
Well, no, and he knows, Kyle does, and as he was mentioning after the game, after going 1-for-4 yesterday and knocking in those 2 with that single against the Twins, that it's time to go down to Iowa and start working on all the stuff that he needs to, and it's just going to be a matter of time before we see him right back at Wrigley.
Jordan Spieth hit a 6-iron off the cricket on number 17 that led to a double bogey that
That was something yesterday.
That brought Dustin Johnson into the tournament and gave him a chance. Johnson hits a 353-yard drive on number 18 after staking it on 17 to make a birdie. Hits his 5-iron from 253 yards to 12 feet.
12 feet.
All he needed was 2 putts for a Monday playoff, and we would have had golf at 3 o'clock this afternoon instead. Johnson, who saw the exact same putt from Jason Day just moments before, couldn't find the bottom of the cup. And Jordan Spieth, Joe, at 21, is your Masters and U.S. Open champion. Not bad for a kid that'll turn 22 at the end of July.
Well, we look at it, and now he's the youngest to win 2 majors since Gene Sarazen, and that was,
that was
only
93
years ago.
1922.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, he'll be turning just 22 a week after the British, right?
The 29th of July, he turns 22 years of age, so I don't have the British dates in front of me. Well,
the 15th, 13th,
19th, somewhere in there,
yeah.
So again.
Yeah.
He's young, he plays awfully, awfully well. Spieth made a huge putt on 16 from 25 feet for a birdie to give himself a 3-shot lead, so he could shank it on 17. Brandon Grace was right there until he hit it out of bounds. Dustin Johnson couldn't make any putts all day long, so it was a fitting finish, which is part of you wish, Joe. We've seen this with Johnson before, that
the fourth heartache.
You just wish that Spieth would have made a par on 17, had a maybe a two-shot lead going to 18, made a birdie, and there's nothing Johnson could have done except tie for second. Anyhow, that's where he finished. This happened in the 2010 U.S. Open, 2010 PGA, 2011 British Open.
Yeah, so add them all up.
Add another one
all
to
of,
it.
All of it is agony.
All he needs is a Masters meltdown for the career Grand Slam on the wrong side of the tracks.
I tell you, it was just a heartful, you know, just it was painful to watch. It was painful enough watching Tiger the first two rounds, but that was...
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
But this was a horse of another color.
It was.
This was, like you said, two picturesque shots. Couldn't have hit him any better to get himself in position. 12 feet from a win, three putts, and a loss.
All right, we'll get caught up at 8:45. We'll talk Women's World Cup. We'll get caught. We'll do a little bit more Reds. They had a good, not a bad week, Joe, all things considered. Found some big bats, and they've got opportunities this week to climb back up into that 500 mark. We'll see if they can do so, and we'll talk about that at 8:45.
Cutters found their offense. They win, and Joe Weiler's qualified for the USGA Junior Nationals, and we'll talk a little about that. He did the qualifying out at IU this past weekend, and we'll talk a little about that. Good positive stuff on the local links.
There you go. Positive work. All right, Smitty, good job, Zara.
All righty.
Joe Smith every Monday and Friday, live on the telephone, 7:45 and 8:45. 8:45 at WGCL. There's Margaret Fetty.
I think there's only one 8 and 8:45.
Could be 8:48, then you get two of them. 8:38, 8:28, 8:18, and 8:08. Joe Smith is here, though, because it's just after 8:05, and it's just after 8:45.
Yeah, 8:45 a.m.
Yes, that is.
Good morning,
how you doing,
Joe.
There, sweetheart?
You know, Joe, it's this.
I am fabulous.
Good. It's good, this bright. Good. It's this bright at 8:45 p.m. as well.
Oh my gosh! It's I love this time of year. Yeah. I hate winter because of the dark and dreary.
Hey Maria, go to bed. But Dad, the sun's out. Maria, go to bed. But Dad, the sun's out. Maria, go to bed. But Dad, the sun's out.
Been there, done that.
What'd you do? Ether? Gin? I'm thinking about it because they just look out. You tell them to calm down. The sun's out. I don't know. Okay. Again, I'm parenting over the airwaves, Jim, so just bear with me.
You can do what I used to do with mine is make them run around the house.
Yeah. They do that, but I don't want that at 9 o'clock. I'm winding down, too.
No. You make them run around the house until they just absolutely can't do it anymore, and then you sit them in front of their favorite little show, and then they pass out.
We'll try that.
Yeah, I know Jeff was lamenting yesterday on Father's Day that Jaden, who will be 4 in November, has outgrown his naps now.
Yes, we're way
that
past.
That happens.
I can name on one finger the last time Maria's taken a nap in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
One finger.
Yeah.
One finger.
But you guys just like taking the naps. That's what it is.
You got that right.
She's thrown off my schedule, Joe. That's for sure.
You got that right. You'll probably take a nap before you hustle onto the lawn today, won't you?
No. I've got too much golfing fun to do. And speaking of golf, Joe Weiler, he went low at the state tournament, helping South to an eighth-place finish. Is in an American Junior event? What do we got going on here, Joe? Because I thought all this high school stuff was done, and then I remember I look on Twitter and see all these basketball teams playing these invitationals and golf this. It never stops.
Not really.
It never stops. So tell us all about what's going on.
Well, you know, while Jordan Spieth Sunday became the youngest player to win two majors since Gene Sarazen 93 years ago, wrapping up the USGA's National Championship out at Chambers Bay in Washington State following a Dustin Johnson putting meltdown. The USGA Junior Qualifier was held right here in town over the par 71 layout at Indiana U, and junior to be at Southside, Joe Weiler did just that. He qualified for the U.S. Junior Championship next month in Bluffton, South Carolina, firing a 144, 36-hole, two rounds to finish third overall. Joe just earlier in the week took team medal honors with a T27 at the state up at Prairie View as the Panthers of Dustin Carver finished eighth for a second straight year. Joe had rounds of 72-72 this weekend to assure a spot in the field of 156 nationally, playing in the U.S. Junior, the premier junior golf tournament in the world. Parker Gillum of Cary, North Carolina, won the qualifier with a 141, firing a 368 in the final round, and Noah Gillard of Greenwood finished at 143, a stroke in front of Weiler. Senior to be at South, Nick Burris was T14 on the USGA leaderboard, T14 with a 151, a non-qualifier. The Panthers, as you know, won their first Conference Indiana title in 7 years last spring, then won its second straight sectional and finished second in the regional. Weiler was the medalist in both Conference Indiana and the regional, continues to play well as a youngster on the amateur level, as Mr. Spieth has been doing on the big boy level. By the way, mentioning golf, tee up against cancer's coming up Wednesday of this week down at Eagle Point. The golf outing supporting the IU Health Olcott Center. They're going to have a nice dinner and silent auction at 5 o'clock at the Eagle Point Golf Resort. If you can help them out, if you want more information, 812-353-5669, sponsored again by the Bloomington Hospital Foundation, the IU Health Olcott Center. Good stuff there. Well, so was the Cutters football action over the weekend. They went up to Indianapolis Howe High School in the Minor League Football Alliance, and the Cutters beat the Indy Assassins 34-6. Good to see them put points on the board, and, well, they led the whole game. Aaron Saunders, 11, took a halftime lead of 26 into the locker room, highlighted by linebacker Bob McGarris' 50-yard pick that he returned for six. And the Cutters held Indy scoreless in the second half, forcing several turnovers, and they broke it open in the third when quarterback Phil Hube Schumann threw a 68-yard strike to Ashton Wilson to really get things put away for the Cutters. They stay on the road. It was a nice win, but obviously they got more work to do, but it was a key game since it was a interdivision game. They're 2-2 right now and have another key conference game coming up Saturday down in Corydon against the Corydon Cavalry. So another key game for the Cutters. Winners over the weekend, 34-6. The Reds have the night off from the airwaves, opening up a four-game set in Pittsburgh. And if things are going to be key here early as we speak to you in early summer, then this is going to be a starting point, because the Reds are 12.5 back of St. Louis, and the Pirates are trailing the Cardinals by 6 in the Central. So the Reds have to do something here to draw themselves a little bit closer to the top before the All-Star break, which they'll host on July the 14th. The first of those four games on the airwaves tomorrow night, by the way, at 7 o'clock. In the Zone, David Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
It's good to have your brother on the bag, Joe. But I don't know if that's hurting or helping Dustin Johnson, because he's so supremely talented.
You know, I noticed, Glass, good point. I noticed a couple of times, you know.
He brought him in for reads, and all he did is say, yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, you know, and there wasn't much input. You know, yeah, he tended the flag and this and that. But, you know, you look to.
Something to be said about having a pro job. Things started unraveling
on 11, you know, when Johnson started missing. I think that's when things really got away from him. And then, yeah, I only mention that because you look at Jordan Spieth's caddy, Michael Greller, a kid that grew up right there in Chambers Bay, and how they have worked so well together. And, you know, you make a good point about that.
You know Dustin Johnson's old caddy was, don't you? Joey LaCava. Joey LaCava's had more weekends off this year than you and me.
Well, yeah. Poor Joey.
Well, no, Joey made a choice on that. So,
well, he did indeed.
Because Dustin Johnson was out 6 months again last year, too, where he would have been.
The point is, on that scale,
it might help to have a guy that's not telling you yes all the time. And, again, we're reading into that relationship.
Well,
but it was just he called him in for reads, and he didn't read it correct twice.
Yeah.
So neither one of them could figure that out. And Greller's the exception to the rule because he caddied there. He knows that course better. No one was going to get that break. A handful of guys used local guys this week. Remember Tony Finau? You remember that name? Top 15, right?
Yeah.
He used a local jock this week.
Yeah.
And, well... that's not a bad idea sometimes to do, but I just thought it was interesting because the boat got a little rocky there, and it just seemed... I mean, it's family. You're in it together.
Yeah, I mean,
both
Johnsons were reeling. Maybe he didn't want to put the,
Or he didn't want to put the pressure on his brother.
I get,
he just wanted someone to say, yes, good hit. Because after he blasted the drive on 18. It was the best drive of the day.
Yeah.
And then he hits 5-iron from 253 to 12 feet,
well,
4
I mean,
inches.
He had 12 feet, yeah.
Just cozy it down there.
Yeah.
And then you see Jason Day's putt right before that on the same line coming back.
Yeah.
You guys got to pay attention to that. You can't be over there wondering what's going on.
Yeah.
But you just feel bad for Johnson. And he's supremely talented. He hits the golf ball a mile. He hits it straight. And
he does hit them long and far. And I think he's, leading that category, that stat line, by 10 yards or so. But, too, you brought up a good point. Going into the week, Dustin Johnson, 152nd ranked in putting.
Putting, and you got to put the ball in the hole. And he said after the round, he goes, hey, I hit it great this week, but I just didn't put it in the hole quickly enough on Sunday. But let's move the focus to Spieth. If he didn't have double bogey on 17, we wouldn't be talking about what Dustin Johnson did.
Yeah, it would have been totally moot.
It would have been. Spieth said afterwards, he can't remember the last time he hit a 6-iron that poorly, but he rebounded and had an eagle putt that he thought he should have made on 18. Made his birdie, sat there and waited. Johnson, 3 putts. So no playoff today, Joe. And next thing you know, Jordan Spieth, the youngest major. He's the first guy to win 2 in a row since 1940. I think Craig Wood won his first 2 majors in a row as well. So a great performance by him.
Well, you can't win all 4 in the slam until you win the first 2, as he said
that
last night.
He gets
it. Well, he's won 2.
He's got
and
it.
Off we go to St. Andrews.
Well, if it sets up anywhere like this did this week, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Jordan, it's not going to change too much.
Well,
Joe,
you know,
hit it a mile and
you can hit
home.
A mile and chase it, but you got to do one thing there, and you know that.
Keep it out of the sand.
Well, that and putt.
Yep, and
you got to putt.
I don't know if the greens are as big, but it will be a fine fescue course as well, so we'll deal with all of that.
We'll deal with it in the middle of July.
2-3 weeks, Connecticut, Tigers tournament, John Deere. Yep, 4 weeks, and we'll be on it.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. We'll catch you shortly.
All righty,
thanks,
my friend.
Buddy. Appreciate it.